Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera, number 181. The Great Western Trail is what history will say was at least partly responsible for Bandera's claim to being the cowboy capital of the world. Can't argue that point. It's not unusual for me to recall traveling some trails around this part of Texas, on foot or on my back, or even when I'm in my truck while trying to imagine what it must have looked like to the drovers on cattle drives and wagon trains of early pioneers. Take a look at some undeveloped land while you are traveling in isolated areas on paved highways and try to envision what a perilous journey they endured. The perils we faced as kids back in the day were more like hopping on man-made wooden cart that we had assembled and pushed off the Mahon Ranch roadhill, knowing we had no brakes and very little steering control. The old rough gravel road with a 90-degree turn at the bottom of the hill made a miracle the only thing we could count on to prevent a huge crash or a trip ending in the Dena River. Bicycles with no brakes didn't fare any better. I guess the tragedies we faced back then could best be compared to modern kids finding out there's no cell phone service available. I have owned some cows over the years, but the only place I drove them was off to market in a trailer. If I needed to move them across the road to the other pasture, a bucket of cubes made me the Pied Piper as they followed without resistance. They, on the other hand, drove me crazy with fences that seemed to need constant repair, along with feed and vet bills that can drive a man to the poorhouse at times. Some of the events I have witnessed over the years, starting with the Stampede days, bring visions of what a town might have looked like when the cattle drive ended and the drovers were paid and turned loose. In current times, I figure the modern-day cowboy has a job to go back to the next week to earn a living after a weekend shindig in Bandera. Back in the time of the great cattle drive and drovers left a good deal of their earning in places like Dodge City before heading back south to Texas to wait for the next cattle drive. Something I truly enjoy today as I continue growing up in Bandera are the trails we have available in the parks we are blessed with in our county. They provide areas for riding a horse, nature opportunities, as well as a place for just letting my mind take me back in time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.